This is Anne-Marie Panarangan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the post-Thanksgiving weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Just a lot of added information there. And I'm happy to say that we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the holidays are upon us. I know a lot of you actually have been spending the weekend in Las Vegas. That's a very popular destination for Southern California over the Thanksgiving weekend. And as Christmas and New Year's comes up next month, definitely a popular destination in a couple weeks. It's high time to catch up with our resident authority on food, beverage, entertainment, and other assorted subjects in Las Vegas, that being Al Mancini, who we know from the 4.5 years that he was a staff writer at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Earlier in the year, embarked on his own new adventure, entrepreneurial, with a new podcast called Food and Loathing, which drops every Friday morning and is really a good insider's perspective of what's happening in Las Vegas. And Al really takes you to the location and interviews and chats with the behind-the-scenes people that you probably otherwise would not have any contact with. And I've really been enjoying it, and it is a pleasure this Thanksgiving weekend to take Al away from his family. Sorry about that, Al, to join us on the show. Good morning and welcome, Al.
Well, good morning and thanks for having me. And don't worry, Andy, because you are family. So you're not taking me away from my family. It's great to reconnect with you. It's been too long since we've seen each other in person.
Well, you know, Al, again, I am more than behind in getting to Vegas. Hopefully, if I can scramble the time before the end of the year, but if not very soon in the first quarter of next year. So much going on, Al. I am so far behind, but hey, you know, just digging into it in any way will be helpful. But in the meantime, you can help bring our audience up to date, because I know we want to let people know where they should go for the holidays. So many new openings, both on the strip and off the strip. We'll get there. But Al, we want to have a little fun first. I love the idea of someone who lives in Las Vegas. Where do they go to escape that long Thanksgiving weekend? Al, where might you be right now?
I am in Palm Springs, California right now, and my brother and his extended family have long had a tradition of coming and getting a house in Palm Springs every Thanksgiving. And, you know, his husband's family are here. My parents are here. All of his friends from San Francisco are here. So this has become sort of our de facto Thanksgiving getaway. I'd say I make it out about every other year to Palm Springs for Thanksgiving. But Palm Springs was also my getaway during COVID, when my wife and I wanted to get away, and we would just come to Palm Springs and get a house and hole up and get takeout or groceries that we brought with us from Las Vegas. So this has kind of become a nice getaway for us.
Al, again, Palm Springs is part of our listening area, and we do get out there and cover it. But as I say, it kind of puts a smile on my face. Now, I don't know if you can reveal it, because I think you arrived on Thursday, but has there been one meal you've had so far at a restaurant that you'd like to share with our audience? Don't mean to put you on the spot, but I know what you like.
No, that's cool. I mean, I have to say, we haven't done a lot of restaurants. You know, we did Thanksgiving in this house that my brother rented, but we do have a family tradition of going to a place called Billy Reed's. And you look at the menu, there's a little bit of everything on it, and the quality of the food is pretty much what you would, it's the high end of what you would expect from a menu with everything on it. You don't really go for the food, you go for the atmosphere, and the food is there that's good enough that you enjoy the atmosphere and you enjoy the people that you're with. But I love the decor at Billy Reed's. And then my wife has a brunch reservation tomorrow with my mom at a place called Melvin's, I believe, and that comes highly recommended. We haven't seen that yet, but I'm told that's fine dining on the fine dining and for brunch. So we're looking forward to seeing what she gets over there. And no, all I've really explored on my own has been a topless club last night. So.
Well, Al, that's very much in character. But Billy Reid's is a local institution, so you know, you're doing it right. Al, let's switch back to Las Vegas with this weekly podcast that you're doing, which is a tremendous amount of work, by the way, Food and Loathing. Give our audience a little bit more of a perspective on what your goals are here. And then we're going to talk about a couple installments, because in preparation for chatting with you, I did listen to your last two shows just to make sure I was au courant. And I definitely appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you listening. You know, when I left the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I always have to say it was a privilege to be there for 4.5 years, especially during COVID. But as much of a privilege as that was, it was very restrictive in what you can write about. And that's just the nature of newspapers in general. Now, you know, you're in a lucky state. You have a radio show where you can really explore and have me on and not worry about SEO keywords, and we can talk. But that was so foreign to me, because I had spent so long just worrying about, you know, the clickbaity society. So on the podcast, we really just try to open up. I try to get experts on the local food scene, the people that I've known for 20 years, the chefs who have been in and out of the celebrity chef places and in and out of the neighborhoods, and just opening up and talking about topics where we're not worried about, oh, maybe we misspeak here, maybe we say the wrong thing there, because we really just want to let the conversation breathe and not be afraid of what we're going to say. So, you know, you may find some people on there. You know, we may talk about restaurants we don't really like or that we don't enjoy. We may say some bad things. We don't do it in a way that's negative. We really just want an honest discussion about what's going right and what's going wrong in the Las Vegas restaurant scene. And we're having a lot of fun with it.
Al, I can tell that. But, you know, again, it's a public service where you can kind of take the gloves off. And I know you don't criticize unnecessarily, but you talked about in one of your more recent segments the Desert Companion Awards, and there was some interesting commentary in there. So again, I would recommend to our listeners,
it's not hard to find. No, and that was a weird one where I said, well, you know, I don't want to say anything negative, but the best thing I could say is that I hate this restaurant. But that just means Al Mancini hates it. It doesn't mean it's a bad restaurant, you know. And there is, I try to steer people towards the restaurants that are going to work for them. And I'm not telling you that if you like a restaurant and I don't like it, that doesn't make me right or you wrong. Let's figure out how we can get you in the restaurants that you're going to like. That's my main goal, is to point people to places that they are going to love and that their friends and families are going to love. And they're going to make stories that they'll be telling for a while, you know?
Absolutely. But what was really fun about that is you're having Rick Moonen, who, if our audience doesn't know, is quite a character, very accomplished chef that moved to Las Vegas a number of years ago, but also very opinionated. So this one particular restaurant that we're not going to mention, that I would think Rick Moonen would absolutely hate. He had a wonderful experience there, but not at the outlet in Las Vegas. It was at the Home Branch in, you know, Venice, Italy. And so I would say, you know, you're not talking about apples to apples there, but it was really funny to have you both have that interchange and then him talk about that experience that he had in Venice. It definitely makes it fun. Al, we're going to do a short pause here. We're going to come back. We're going to pick up the conversation. And we're going to talk about some specifics, because you've had a couple major hotel openings in Las Vegas since we last talked about that have very serious dining options. Everything from what we would call a food court, but they don't call it that, to high-end fine dining. And these are places that our listeners will be looking at when they're next in Vegas. So hold those thoughts. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're talking with food journalist Al Mancini, who is based in Las Vegas. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.